don't know, Liv. I mean, I want you to explain this story to everybody here on the show, but I don't know if it makes them bad parents or not. If you've seen some bad parenting, like, what did you see? And did you also step up and say, whoa, you're a crappy parent? Or, like, what the hell are you doing with your kid? 833-JOE-ALEX is the number, 833-563-2539. And even maybe on the other hand, somebody came up to you like, whoa, you're a bad parent. Could you imagine getting called out for being a bad parent?
So awkward.
Now, the reason we bring this up, Liv, is something you saw yesterday. What happened?
So I was in the gas station waiting in line. And there were two girls in front of me. They were like probably in their 20s. And one was holding a newborn baby. And I'm saying this baby was probably like 3 weeks old.
Oh, wow. Like, so smells brand new.
Oh, yeah. Fresh out of the oven. And one of the girls was holding the baby and was not like supporting its head. So she was cradling the baby and its head was like over her arm, just
aren't
kind of like
supposed to support
dangling
the neck.
It is like really important, and maybe I'm just super anxious about it when I hold like my sister's newborn babies, but you do not like not let the neck go unsupported. Like, you constantly are holding onto the baby's head,
like,
or
a
making
bobblehead.
Sure the neck is supported, right? Because it's so like delicate, and that's like probably the heaviest part of their bodies at that time. They can't support it.
Mm-hmm.
So its head was kind of like flopping everywhere. And then she switched the baby to like kind of put it on her chest. And she just had one hand underneath like the baby's butt. And then the head, again, was just kind of like leaning on her chest. But then it was kind of like bobbling around and like kind of going back and forth. And she was like not even paying attention, just kind of like whipping it around, like talking to her friend. And it was making me so unbelievably anxious. I had to look away.
833-JOE-ALEX. Do you think that's bad parenting right there? And once again, if you've got some examples of some bad parenting you've seen, maybe you called the person out, or maybe you've been on the other end and been accused of being a bad parent, something that you did, we want to know. That's 833-563-2539. Pork chop.
To be fair, I wouldn't know how to. I mean, I can't wait to have a kid. I'm very excited.
Uh-huh.
Luckily, my significant other, Chase, he's really good in this department, like when it comes to holding babies or changing diapers. But I mean, like, I don't know. And it's one of those things, if you don't know, you don't know. So maybe someone needs, you should have said something to her.
Yeah, what did you say to her?
Well, I didn't say anything.
Why are the women on the show not confrontational in public? They will tear my head off in pork chops, but you have a baby going around like a bobblehead about to break its neck. Nothing said.
Because I did not want to like get in a fight in the gas station. And I don't know, I just didn't really feel like it was my place.
Do you think they would hit you with the baby?
Probably. I'm not kidding. Like, yes. And I was just not trying to like get in a fight or get my butt kicked. But also too, when you leave the hospital, like before you leave the hospital, when you have a newborn child, they tell you these things. Like, they teach you how to hold it. They teach you how to support its neck. They teach you how to properly like change a diaper if you're unclear about that. Like, the nurses spend a ton of time with the parents going over things like this. And I could not watch. I had to look away and like step kind of in the other direction because it was making me so unbelievably anxious.
Okay, 833-JOE-ALEX.
I saw a Snapchat recently of a kid driving a car. Like, the kid was on the parents' lap, but the kid's hands were on the steering wheel. And I'm like, oh my gosh, first you're filming while driving. You've got your kid on your lap, and you're letting the kid like steer the wheel. Like, how many violations is that in one? That's got to be $1,000 ticket and lose your kids, right?
Yeah, it could be. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
This is Becky.
Hey, Becky. Is this you with the kid? Is this the person Liv's talking about?
No.
All right, what did you want to say then? Like, was it you being a bad parent, or is it something you saw?
Well, I just was going to say that, you know, when parents leave the hospital, they give them, I mean, you're in there for like 48 hours. Like, they don't give you any training. They don't talk you through what you're supposed to do.
So my child
was in the hospital for 3 weeks. So luckily I was able to get a lot of more information and be fully prepared. But a lot of moms, especially first-time moms, they don't have any idea.
So what you're saying, what Liz is saying, that they don't teach you how to do the basics of like how to support your baby? I always assume that's what they taught you.
See, my sister had a different experience with like the hospital she was at. Maybe like, you know, it's dependent on the nurses to like take charge and like tell them, like, some nurses do, some nurses don't. But her nurses for her first kid, she was in there for 3 days, mm-hmm. and they told her a bunch of stuff. Like, they were like very like instructional and educational.
Hey, all right. Hey, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's wrap things up with Kaylee. Kaylee, this is insane. What happened with your brother?
Yeah, so we were at a park for my high school graduation party, and we were leaving. In the parking lot, we saw this dad, like, screaming at his, like, 5 or 6-year-old. And we were like, okay, parents, you know, get angry at the park all the time. And then we saw he had a baseball bat in his hand that he was, like, raising above his kid to, like, scare his kid. And my brother is, he's small. You know, he's, like, 5'5", but he's stocky, so he's walking over there, and he's like, do that again, and I'll call the cops on you. And this guy that was, like, screaming at his kid lost it and started, like, pushing my brother. And so my sister-in-law, she called the cops and CPS on this family.
No way.
That poor
kid. It was crazy.
Wow, so your brother almost got in a fight.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He had to hold himself back. My brother is a very confrontational person.
Wow. Hey, Kaylee, thanks for calling in. I'm glad you and your brother actually are there to protect that kid. Who knows what could have happened?
So Honey on Twitter said, some cultures aren't as overly cautious with the babies, not because they're bad parents, but because cultures are very different. You should look it up. I mean, maybe it was a cultural thing, but either way, I was terrified because when I've ever held a newborn baby, like the parents will overly exhaust, like, hey, make sure you're supporting its neck. Make sure you're holding its head. Support the neck. Support the neck.
What about a dog when the puppy's born? The dog will, like, hold the puppy by the leg.
I know. They'll hold it by its, like, coat.
That's
just
a species
swing them
thing,
around.
Yeah. That's what my parents did with me. So when I have a kid, if that ever happens one day, I'm just going to get one of those hamster wheels. They'll be safe in that thing. They should be
yeah, perfect.
Be totally fine.